Welcome to the Science and Spirituality Podcast, where we dive deep into universal spiritual principles and ground them in modern science. My name is Chris Carton.
And my name is Kevin Carton, and we are committed to simplifying the spiritual side of success for you with easy-to-understand scientific research so you can walk away with practical tools to create radical transformations in your life. Let's get started. What to do about the state of the world right now? I will begin by saying this episode is very abnormal. It's not part of our normal topics that we speak on. And it took a little while for me to get to this place of wanting to share this perspective or insight because I was doing my own inner work of facing what's going on in the world right now and coming to terms with what my role is to play in this current transition that we're going through as humanity, where there's obvious atrocities, oppression, negativity, destruction, lots of dark things going on. And it could be easy to get lost. So I want to begin by speaking on how this episode will be unique. In the fact that we have not really ever done kind of a commentary on social issues or political issues. But here's the thing. The reason why I feel called to do so is because me and my brother, Chris, we've always stood for humanity, for sovereignty of each and every one of us individually. And what's going on in our world, what you might be aware of in the news or what you see on social media, it's so vital to our collective sovereignty. So there are individuals in this world that are not having the same kind of opportunities we have, especially if you're listening to this episode and you're safe, that there is not a threat to your life right now. There's I believe, a responsibility that we have then as a citizen of Earth to look at these dark things going on to provide our own unique support in the way that we can. So this is my version of it and recording this episode. I'm going to do my best, honestly, in sharing what I've been viewing, what I've been seeing, as well as what I've been doing. Not so much to say you have to do the same or even perceive what's going on as the exact same as me, but at least to shed light or to provide my perspective of what I'm seeing so that it could either inspire you to help speak up or help you to move into action to do what you feel is right for the world. Or potentially to change your view. I don't know. And I will say one other thing before we start talking more deeply about what is going on in the world and what to do about it, what I believe is our responsibility to do about it, is that the real answer is that I can't personally tell you what to do. So it's kind of a paradox. You know, I'm titling the episode, What to Do About the State of the World Right Now. But really only you will ever know. Only you will ever know based on what you receive as information of what you could do in your own life individually, depending on your capacity as well to not only hold space for the kind of darkness that is rising in the world, but then to bring your own light, like I talked about in last week's episode. So I purposefully shared that episode last week first so that it segues into this conversation because there are some dark things we're going to be talking about. And honestly, like I said, been doing my own inner work. And so it was difficult to even get to this place of sharing or speaking on this because it's just been difficult. I couldn't even find the words, let alone have the courage to feel like it's my place to say something. Plus, I actually believe that it's what I'm about to share, and I'll actually just speak to it briefly right now, and then we'll dive deeper. But what's been sparking in my mind in the last month and a half with what is going on in the Middle East and the United States' involvement in it, which is part of my tax dollars that I'm paying, is obviously the attack that Hamas had on Israel. But now Israel's response, to me, my perspective, it seems like it's a genocide. It seems like it's apartheid. It seems like there is clear oppression, and the bit of insight research that I've done. I can't say that I'm an expert at all on this. I've not read books. I have been following people online, which I'll tag in the description of this episode, so that at least you know where I'm getting my insights from. I believe there are war crimes happening. I believe that there are a lot of darkness. There's a lot of darkness that is coming out of the Israeli government. Not the Israeli people, but the government, which, shoot, I feel it's the same with the United States government. And I think this is a part of our awakening to actually, again, be able to look at institutions or organizations, or you can, for lack of a better term, you can call it entities that are dark and are meaning harm, and to bring our lone light into this situation, like I talked about last week, which is important. But so this is what I'm really speaking on. Although there are several other things going on in the world, which is equally as dark. I believe one thing happening all as well in Congo. I'm not here to be, you know, a coverall for all news in the world right now. That's not the purpose of this episode. But the other thing I want to say before we talk further about what to do, again, my recommendations, is the other thing that I don't think I'm the one to fully listen to, because as a white male in America, I'm not really the voice that is the best to pay attention to, because I believe that people of color, especially women of color, because our women in the world have been oppressed, even just on that side of just being a woman. But people of color have been oppressed for generations. And that's gone on in America. That's gone on in all parts of the world. It's, I believe, is what's happening in Israel right now and the Palestinian people. So I don't think I'm the one to really listen to about this, because there's systemic racism that's pervaded throughout all of America. And so I believe that people of color, and especially women of color, need more airtime. And if that offends you, if there is some resistance to that, what I just shared, I invite you to dive deeper into looking at the history of America, as well as the history of people who have been oppressed. And then therefore the history that we've been taught, at least I'm speaking as an American, that we've been taught is not really fully true. My wife and I were talking about this. She's Mexican. I forget if it's technically first or second generation, but her parents grew up in Mexico. And she's expressed disdain for the holiday of Thanksgiving because of its origins, that, you know, in American history, we were told that, you know, this is this peaceful thing, but there was an eradication of a whole, what's the word for it? Well, let's just call it a whole people were massacred. And, you know, we celebrate that later on. So, you know, there's a lot of layers to this, I want to say as well, because there's good that we experience, say, like, for example, like, you know, again, going back to Thanksgiving, me and my wife, like, we got together with her family, but my wife and I agree, we expressed like our disdain for where it's come from. So the good is obviously that we're having family to come together and have time together, but not to celebrate for what has happened. Anyway, digressing. Again, I'm not the one to listen to. I tagged people of color that are ones to listen to, that I believe their voices need raising up. So I'll leave it at that for that. The perspective I'll share, the things I will share, if you're still willing to tune in and listen to what I've got to say. On the more individual side of this, of what we can do, I'll actually share a bit of some activism of what I'm doing personally, based on what I believe and what has been going on in the world, and especially in, again, social issues, politics, all that. I'll share in a moment, but I think on a spiritual level, this is something to focus on. No matter actually what you believe, because personally, again, I shared with you my experience, my viewpoint of what I've been reading, what I've been seeing in the news, news being honestly people that I follow on Instagram, because I don't really believe much in mainstream media, no matter what channel it is, honestly. So where was I getting at with that? That I get my news from there. But other than all of that, doesn't matter what your viewpoint is about, like what's going on in Israel and Palestine and the Palestinian people. I think, especially if you're tuning into a podcast called Science and Spirituality, I believe that our listeners are all for life, for peace, for love in the world. And so from that perspective, that I think is a common ground that we can all find, that I believe the way in which peace comes about is through a healing of wounds that we have within, a healing of our own perspective on others in the world, and being able and willing to practice forgiveness. Like all of that, those kind of interchanges have an effect on the collective consciousness. And that is something that has been more and more studied over the last couple of decades of what is collective consciousness. So as we work on ourselves, heal ourselves, grow in our capacity for more love, then there can be more opportunity for global shifts in that way. And there's some interesting research studies that show that times where there's literally a collective meditation in, say, a certain city where thousands of people come together to meditate for a certain period of time, over the next month, there is literally a drop in crime in that city. Whereas the crime that dropped, I mean, I imagine that there wasn't many criminals at that peace meditation, but the meditation in that space had been a wave of energy that was expressed by a certain number of people to be able to cause a change and affect a change. That's one of my favorite studies that you could just do a quick Google search on, that of collective meditation for peace and changing, you know, crime in a city. You'll find, I think there was at least a few, if not more, but I know there's at least one, but it's phenomenal. That was one example. The other, which I will link in the description of this episode, because this one I did prepare. That other one just came to me, but there is an organization called the Global Consciousness Project, and it is an amazing organization that measures, or at least has some proof for global consciousness. And they've seen now that random number generators, so machines, technology that are just constantly generating random numbers, when there is collective events happening in the world, like one of them was like 9/11, the other was like a worldwide peace meditation. There's a couple other examples they give, but they notice actually that the random number generator at those times of heightened energy in the collective, in the humanity, where there's tons and tons of people focused on a similar thing, the random numbers actually started to form in a pattern. It was more organized. And if the amount that changed was beyond a reasonable doubt of it being just random, still, that just happened to form an actual pattern. So it's phenomenal. It's fascinating. You can look it up. And I included the link in the description of this episode. So this Global Consciousness Project is crazy. And then one other thing as well, and then we'll talk about what to do, because this is really about action. So the other point of view of collective consciousness, there's something called quantum entanglement. And there's a link to space.com and a space.com article that speaks about this, about how quantum entanglement means that there are literally particles of matter or atoms that, I think it was actually electrons they studied, that have the same properties. They have the same kind of behavior as each other, even though they're literally thousands and hundreds of thousands of miles away. Maybe not hundreds of thousands, but like they studied it on opposite ends of the earth. And these particles actually behave the exact same way when they're stimulated by the scientists in studying this. And so once they're stimulated in one part of the world, the other that is connected, it's exactly changed in that exact same way, even though that other particle wasn't touched. So that to me is positive proof and a scientific viewpoint of this spiritual concept and idea that there is collective consciousness. So as we heal, as we change, as we grow in capacity for love, so will the world, so will others. I believe that is deeply true. So what to do? So that's my point of view of why we need to change individually. We cannot sit on the sidelines of this or just hope to and pray that it's going to go away. No, we have to make an internal change and work on ourselves. It's a deep calling right now to bring more light. And so my encouragement is to take action on what you believe in. You can call it activism, but honestly, I think it's just honestly just using those deep emotions of whether it's pain, sorrow, sadness, anger, frustration, grief. And after you've given yourself space and time to actually process, which is literally what I've been doing the last month since the awareness of all that's going on in the Middle East has come to light, then I'm doing something about it. Personally, I have been calling my representatives in Congress, sharing messages from them, which I have also linked in the description of this episode, ways to take action to call for a ceasefire, because I believe that the killing has to stop. Really, there are children being killed right now. And so this is to do something about it, really. And I know this is a dark topic, like I said, but which is why we need to bring more light so we can focus on more light behaviors or light things in life that bring more light. And one other thing, like, because this, the killing is not the answer. I really don't believe that. But the other thing is that, again, I'm open to being wrong about what I shared. It's a perspective I've had now over the last month of doing my own research, but I'm not saying that I'm 100% right. Like, I'm open, very open to being wrong. We all have our own perspectives that may be right, may be wrong. Maybe there's a gray area, but I personally believe that killing is not the answer. I've been what some may call a pacifist for such a long time. I've always believed in peace and sovereignty for all, but I'm open to being wrong. So I'd love to hear your thoughts as well. Like, I'll keep, I'll have a question and space to share your thoughts, your insights, or your experience, in the comments or in the description of this episode, not in description, sorry. In Spotify, if you're listening on Spotify, then you can comment on a question that I ask. And yeah, I'd love to hear your thoughts, but I personally believe it's time to take action. And so there are some suggestions I have in the description of this, episode. And yeah, there's things you could do. One other thing I'll say, because on the side of me being potentially wrong, my message, I'm not wanting to be anti-Semitic. And there's an organization I follow called Jewish Voice for Peace that speak on this as well, that they want a ceasefire as well. And it's the Jewish people. It's not about being against Jewish people or the Jewish faith, the religion. It is about peace. It is about love for all and having that space for all. I believe it's possible, but we have to do our own inner work as well as express that, bring our light into the world as best as we can. So I did my best to share as transparently as possible, as clearly as possible, but I know I'm human. I know I'm not perfect at this, but I will continue to hold this vision of peace for the world. I've held that vision for a long, long time. That's part of my mission, part of my why, is to help people develop a deeper trust in themselves and spirit and source in the infinite God. The one power that has created all things. In science, we call it the unified field. I believe that we need a deeper trust in ourselves and this power so that we can create our own unique impact of expanding consciousness in the world for world peace, to co-create world peace. So that really is my mission. I hope this has landed for you. I wanted to make it as short as possible as well, because I'm not here, as I said, to be a world news spreader, but to at least shed light and call up something that I believe is deeply wrong happening in the world right now and what to do about it from my perspective. So again, looking forward to hearing your thoughts, your opinions, your perspective. I'm open to being wrong. And if this has validated or supported you, I'd love to know as well. And again, all the links I mentioned are in the comment or in the description of this episode. And those are articles on global consciousness, who I'm following personally as for news and perspective on Instagram, as well as actions for a ceasefire, if you believe that that's the case and what should be happening. But with that said, oh, one other link. This is really important, has been really helpful for me. It's a post on Instagram, but about how to follow the news without spiraling into despair. Extremely important if you are an empath, if you are a highly sensitive person, because it could be very difficult and very triggering. So that has not been my intention, of course, for this episode, but need to bring light to a dark situation, I think. So with that said, final thing I'll say is that me and my brother on this podcast, again, we're not meant to be activists be sharing every single week about kind of world events or news. I'd also love to know, and I'm going to put a poll, if this really helped you, if it has been helpful, we'll be open to speaking more on current events and our perspective and how the science and spirituality of it can come into play. But I'm going to refocus on more individual specific science and spirituality topics that are going to help you more directly and not so much on world events. But I'd still love to hear your point of view. Like if this really resonated and helped you and you want to hear more, if so, I think we'll be open to doing others. But the Science and Spirituality podcast has always been about giving you specific tools and action steps and things to work on within yourself so that you can expand in your own consciousness, your own awareness, and have some scientific backing to that. So again, we'd love to hear your feedback. Looking forward to that. And I'll talk with you soon. Peace.
And that's it for today. So thanks for tuning in. We really hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed recording it. So any questions, any comments, connect with us on Instagram personally at Kevin F. Carton
or at Chris J. Carton or our podcast or Instagram page at Science and Spirituality Podcast. And if you feel guided to, the one thing that we do ask is for you to please rate the podcast and also leave a review. This way we can reach more people and in that way impact more lives. So with that, we'll see you on the next episode.